A gripping new documentary opens with sleepy-eyed filmmaker Lisa Heppner and her son.
That is yuck, right?
What's yuck?
Blood.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
The toddler is helping his mom prick her finger to test her blood because, like 37 million Americans, Lisa has diabetes. And if her blood sugar level is too high, she'll inject some insulin to lower it to try to avoid blindness or the loss of a limb. If it's too low, she'll take in some sugar to raise it to avoid dying. A pancreas does this kind of monitoring for the rest of us, but people with type 2 diabetes have trouble regulating the insulin produced by the pancreas. Sometimes a change in diet or a medication can help. People with type 1 diabetes don't produce insulin at all. Their pancreas is kaput. And today, Lisa's blood sugar is way too high.
Yeah. Sucks.
Why isn't there a cure for type 1 diabetes? Lisa Heppner set off with her husband Guy Mossman to find out. Following promising stem cell research at the San Diego biotech company ViaCyte, on their journey of almost a decade, we meet researchers, doctors, and patients, including Maren Badger, a mother of five from Minnesota. Diagnosed at the age of 2, she became patient number 1 in the stem cell trial, and she finds out that, well, let's let her tell us. Maren Badger joins us from outside St. Paul. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And we also welcome Lisa Heppner. Her documentary with her husband is The Human Trial. We've reached her in Portugal, where she's just presented the film to the World Congress for Diabetes. And Lisa, as you well know, people outside that world might think, you know, we're seeing all these ads for new devices. Diabetes is under control. You say what?
I love to demystify that. We look healthy, but on average, people with diabetes make 180 decisions a day to stay alive. This feedback loop, reading your blood sugar and thinking, oh my God, will I be around to see my son graduate? You know, this recording in my head that goes off. You know, I feel like I can touch my mortality on an hourly basis.
Oh, yeah. You've woken up in the emergency room. You don't know how you've gotten there. And you say there's a saying in the community.
Whenever we're diagnosed, we're told the cure is 5 years away. We just don't know when or if it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, Maren, let's bring you in because here you are, patient number 1, in one of these trials with the promise of being that cure for diabetes that's going to come within the next 5 years. It's the ViaCyte project. What is the project?
Yeah, so basically they took embryonic stem cells and put them under my skin to grow and regenerate and then produce insulin on their own. And so those were surgically implanted, then removed every 5 to 6 weeks to check to see if they were producing insulin and to see if those cells were still alive. I was treated with immunosuppressive medication to suppress my own immune system from attacking those cells or killing those cells.
Right. And as you said, these are embryonic stem cells from embryos used in fertility endeavors that were going to be thrown away. Oh, were you scared?
You know, yes, I was scared. I always said that I'd be first. My parents were told in 1983 that a cure was 5 years away. And I've been hearing that since I was 2 years old. And so I was kind of on a mission. I said, if there's ever the opportunity, I will jump and I will jump high. And I jumped.
Yeah. You know, there's plenty of tears shed in this film. One moment for me was your mom and dad are watching you be wheeled into that first surgery to get those stem cells implanted. And now you, of course, don't see this until you watch the film. But, you know, their faces, your dad, the hope, the fear.
Yep. It was very, very hard to watch. Seeing the emotion in my parents, I had to take some time to myself because they've held on to that hope for almost 40 years now.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hold your story for a second. Soon there was a patient number 2. This is Greg Romero. He and his wife have a toddler. His dad did go blind, died way too young from type 1 diabetes. That seems to hang over Greg like an anvil, you know. Here he is in this clip. He's taking his daughter to pick pumpkins.
We're talking about my life here. And I, you know, I'm not afraid of death, but I'm here. I need to be here for my daughter. That's what this is about.
Well, come here.
Come in.
Let's see pumpkin.
Quick, quick, there.
And it's not just because she's going to be in this world alone, so I want to see her grow up. I don't want to abandon her. It's the worst feeling on earth.
Yeah. Lisa Heppner, you're the filmmaker. It is so tough to watch Greg. You go with him to an eye doctor for his eye exam. He's losing his sight. I mean, let's be frank, you might be looking at your future.
Absolutely. And I had tears running down my face. Anyone who lives with a chronic disease deals with the pressures of having to beat the clock. But absolutely, I was touched by what I saw.
And also frustrated and angered at times. As you point out, this was a $250 billion industry. Insulin is now so expensive, we've done the stories on, you know, young people in particular dying because they're rationing their insulin. It's an industry that's criticized for not spending enough research money for a cure. In contrast, we're meeting through you these executives at ViaCyte, the research company, who come off as saints. You know, they're racing around the world, Saudi Arabia, Japan, to try to raise money. They shed tears at the enormity of what they're trying to do. What is wrong here? You know, what's wrong with this picture for you?
I think often biotech companies like ViaCyte, there's a conflation with big pharma. But in fact, they're the engine that challenges the status quo. And we do follow them to Tokyo and Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, because they're about to go bankrupt. The biotech company has had some success, but they shouldn't have to go hand to mouth to get there. And it shouldn't take as long. Big pharma answers to their investors every quarter. They have a real aversion to risk. So a biotech company like ViaCyte has to get to phase three, usually, before big pharma comes in and invests big dollars.
Yeah. You say right now big pharma would rather spend money on living with disease. So that's why we see things like insulin pumps and these wearables that can test blood. Well, at one point, Maren, we see how exhausting being in a trial can be. I mean, you're doing all of this while you're raising, you know, a lot of little kids. Got a great partnership with your husband and going in for several surgeries to have the stem cells in and out. At one point, you think you feel something good happening, right? You feel your highs being cut?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then here's a cell phone video you made one night.
Hi, I'm just going to complain the whole time. I'm a mess. I'm a wreck. I don't know if I can keep doing this anymore. I might have to go back in today again, which would be surgery number 5 in 4 months. And I'm so tired. I'm tired of this. It's so much. Physically and emotionally on me. All this in hopes of a cure.
In hopes of a cure.
Yep.
What's happening there?
Yeah, it was a lot. You know, I think my children had some trauma because of it. My husband, had to take off days off of work. I was not able to work. There was just a tremendous amount of weight on the shoulders of everybody in my house.
And then, well, you tell me what it was like to hear. They did not think that there had been insulin production for you, and you were out of the trial. So was Greg.
Yep. You know, it was, for me, it was a little bit of relief. And now looking back on it, I don't see it as a failure, because without Greg and I, without the fact that we found out that those specific pods weren't working correctly, they weren't able to fix them.
These are the pods of stem cells.
And now they're working.
Right.
And so had we not discovered that they weren't working correctly, we wouldn't be where we are right now.
Yeah. Oh, Lisa, this is profoundly generous of people in the trial. That's one of the points of the film. And also, it's that glimmer of hope. They did learn something from that trial. And, you know, ViaCyte was bought by another company, Vertex. We've been following their story as well. They had some very exciting news at one point that their stem cell project had cured a postal worker in Ohio. You know, he was producing insulin, but then it kind of went kind of quiet. So where are we?
We're in a good place. And I'm not revealing anything by saying this, but they have had success, I believe, in 3 patients now. This is from the lab of Doug Melton of Harvard. He has 2 kids with type 1 diabetes, so he has his own skin in the game here.
This, well, look, Lisa, you start your film by saying, I hate that someone says to me that the cure is around the corner. I hate. Are you the person saying that now?
I am. I am. I'm that person because it is working. Do I think it's going to get, you know, quote, shots in arms in the next 5 years? No, because in phase three of trials, you have to scale it up. Will they have success and will they have that press conference I always wanted to film? Yes. Yeah. Yes, they will.
Lisa Heppner and her husband made the film, The Human Trial. We'll link you to it at hereandnow.org. Maren Badger, part of the wave of people generously giving of their time and their blood to try to find a cure. Maren Badger, Lisa Heppner, thank you both so much.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much.